Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for our time of ministry in the Word of God and our Bible study. Our Father is an amazing Father. We're so thankful to Him for everything that He's doing in our lives. I thank you wherever you are joining us from tonight. It's a joy to come together again with the saints around the Word of God. This is a glorious season. We're so thankful to the Lord. We have His promises, and He's working for us. We're in covenant with Him. All things are working together for our good. All is well with us. All is well with you and with your family. In Jesus' name, I pray that the Lord will cause His light to shine upon His word tonight as we study together, and that He will give us illumination, clarity, understanding, and that we would all leave here empowered, gloriously empowered. The Bible says we are more than conquerors. And my prayer tonight is that as we go through His Word and as we study together, read the Word of God together and discuss some of these powerful concepts out of His Word, His promises towards you that you are more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you, that promise will be an ongoing reality in your life. There isn't just one battle that we fight. We are enlisted in God's army. And as God's children, Satan is our enemy. He hates us with a passion. And we hate him too. Glory to God. And there are many battles. Hallelujah. You win one battle, there's another battle. You win that next battle, there's yet another battle. We studied last week so powerfully how when the enemy came to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ and came to attack him on his path towards destiny, Jesus raised up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and defeated him. He kept saying, it is written, and as he rebuked him, he won the victory in that battle. But then the Bible told us that Satan left him for a season. So it was not over. Just the fact that we win one battle does not mean it's over. He's going to keep coming. He's going to keep coming. But thanks be unto God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Not just once in a while. Not just every now and then, but He always causes us to triumph through Christ Jesus. Amen. And then He makes us a sweet aroma of His knowledge, of His goodness to the world around us. Every time we win, we have a testimony to share. Every battle we win, every time the Lord, by His empowerment, by the authority that He has given to us, enables us to win in the battles of life, we have one more testimony. Somebody somewhere will be blessed by the fact that we won that victory. Hallelujah. Every victory in life counts for something. Amen. Number one, we advance in destiny. But number two, we add value. We add color. We add glory and testimony to the body of Christ. Somebody somewhere, someday, is going to hear your testimony. Is going to hear about how you overcame, how you came through that attack, how you came through that difficulty, how that situation that was sent to cause you to stumble, that situation actually became a stepping stone to glory testimonies for you. Hallelujah. Well, let's get into the Word of God. Let's share a word of prayer together tonight. Father, we're so thankful. We're right here before you. We know your presence is here with us. I thank you, God, for my brothers and sisters, everyone that is joining us for this teaching service, wherever they are in this country, around the world, whatever platforms they might be joining us on. Lord, we're just so thankful to you. We're eternally thankful to you for your goodness to us, for everything that you've done for us, for your mighty hands upon our lives. We give you all the glory today. We give you all the praise. Lord, I ask that you speak through my lips, that you anoint me, Lord, and loosing my tongue. I pray for understanding hearts for your people. Enable us, God, to walk in the reality of your word. Enable us, Father God, to walk in truth. Enable us, Lord, to be blessed in all that you enlighten to us tonight. I give you the glory and the praise, O God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. You know, we're studying the believer's authority and dominion. We have been at this for a few weeks now, and it just keeps getting good, just keeps getting better. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful. Whatever you might be dealing with tonight, wherever you may be, whatever the situation is that you might be grappling with, you are more than a conqueror. The Lord is on your side. He's working for you. His blessings are all around you. He's causing all things to work together for your good, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know, I'm going to go in my spirit tonight. I'm just so excited about this particular psalm. I want to read that before I get into some of the very powerful things that I believe that the Lord has for us tonight. Psalms and 27, the 27th Psalm. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me. He shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." I pray that this promise in Psalms 27 is a living reality in your life, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That when war rises against you, when the enemy comes to eat up, whether it's your flesh, whether it's your finances, whether it's your opportunities, your promotions, and the different things that God has made available to you, that in this you will be confident that the Lord is with you. The Lord is your light and your salvation. That your heart will not be afraid. That you'll be confident in the understanding that you already have the victory. You are a child of God. You have been given spiritual authority and dominion. You represent Jesus. You speak for Jesus. You live for Jesus. You reign for Jesus. You reign with Jesus. And through your life, God will add value to the body of Christ through the testimonies that will come out of the victories that you win in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory to God. The Lord will cause your head to be lifted up above your enemies round about you. You will not stumble or fall. You will rise up. You will reign. You will reign like a king and a priest that the Lord has made you. You have authority. You have spiritual authority. Something really important that I need us to really focus on very strongly tonight. I may not cover a lot of ground, many more concepts or many more things, but this is just so strong in my spirit as a part of our studies under the believer's authority and dominion to have us study together tonight. This is so crucial. It is so important. Hallelujah. Now, so we know that in Matthew chapter 16 and from verse 16, Simon said, when the Lord asked, who do you say that I am? Simon answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. That's revelation. That's knowledge of truth. Clarity, understanding is a key. Is the key of the kingdom of God. Is a prerequisite for walking in authority and dominion. The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. Understanding. Spiritual understanding. Hallelujah. And in verse 18, Jesus said, and I say also unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That is how our authority functions. We receive authority from the Father, from Jesus, and that authority, the same authority that God the Father gave to Jesus, which he gave to us, when we walk in that authority, we move the kingdom of God forward in such a way that no matter what the gates of hell do or attempt to do, they will not prevail against us. They will never overcome. They will never overcome. They will never win over us. They will never win the victory. The attacks can come, and they can come from different, through different channels in different ways. But no matter where they come, no matter how they come, they will not win over us. They will not overcome us. Hallelujah. He has given unto us his authority. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus said in verse 19, he says, and he said unto them in verse 16, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And in verse 19, he says, behold, I give unto you power, or authority, is the right translation there, is the Greek word exousia. I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Right? So the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Serpents and scorpions, and nothing will by any means hurt us. They may try, they may attempt to do so, but nothing will by any means hurt us. Jesus said, I give unto you authority. Now we understand that Satan does have some power. Because if he doesn't have power, if he didn't have any power, then Jesus wouldn't have said, I give unto you authority over all the power of the enemy. So Satan does have some power. But my goal in the few minutes that we spend together tonight around the Word of God, my goal is to shine the light very strongly on this powerful concept, understanding that all power belongs to God. All power, absolutely all power, belongs to God. So yes, Satan does have some power, but all power ultimately belongs to God. So what does that mean then? That means even though Satan has some power, even though Satan is able to do some things, the authority that God has and the power that God has by far surpasses the power of the enemy. And through that delegated power, which is called authority, that he gives to us, we also have a far surpassing power over the power of the enemy. So that means, regardless of what Satan is able to do, to accomplish, whether in our lives or in the lives of people that are close to us or in the lives of those that have been put under our care, or even in situations that directly or indirectly concern us, no matter what power Satan seeks to wield, no matter what power he seeks to engage, we have the upper hand. We have a greater power. We have superior power. We have superiority over him. We have superiority over him. I need us very strongly tonight, and I pray that this is a study that you can continue on by yourself. I pray that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to, I want us to settle it once and for all. I know for many of us it's settled somewhat, but we forget. A lot of believers forget where the source of our authority, who the source of our authority is. Many times, especially when we are right in the middle of the battle, sometimes fear comes, anxiety, and all kinds of assaulting thoughts that Satan seeks to inject into our minds. We sometimes almost forget where our authority is from, who is the source of our authority. All power belongs to God. All power. That means all power and all authority. Everything belongs to Jesus. Everything belongs to Jesus. Satan does have some power. Satan can do some things. Let's not put our heads in the sand and make ourselves believe what is not true. If Satan did not have some power, Jesus would not have said, "Behold, I give unto you power or an authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." Well, the power of the enemy is a real thing. The power of the enemy is a real thing. The power of the enemy is substantial, is tangible. The devil is able to do some things. The devil he has some power. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said that the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, to destroy. He does have power to steal. He does have power to kill. He does have power to destroy. But everything that Satan has power to do, that power is only effective, is only potent to the extent that a believer allows it to be in their lives. For instance, Satan can't take something away from you that you know God gave to you and that you are standing in the right position with. You understand your rights, you understand your privileges, and you are taking your place of authority in Christ. Satan can't take something away from you that God gave to you. He can't. He can try, and he can go down the road, down the corridor, down the aisle, down your office building, and steal from many people who don't realize that they have a right and a place and a covenant in Christ Jesus. Especially if they do not have that covenant. Or if they have that covenant, if they have that right, but they don't know how to use it. They don't know how to stand on it. Authority is to be used. Authority is to be exercised. Many times when the attack comes, one of Satan's big tricks is to make believers forget who the source of their authority is, who the source of their power is. Now, because it's delegated power, it's not your power, it's not my power, it's God's power. God delegated his power to us. He gave us his authority. And because he gave us his authority, when we engage that authority and when we use it, Satan has to respond. The Bible says at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. That includes Satan's knees. That includes every other knee. The knee of poverty, the knee of sickness, the knee of oppression, the knee of failure, the knee of every kind of knee. As long as they have a name, they must bow at the name of Jesus. You see, that's exercising our God-given authority and dominion. But unfortunately, many times when we are in the midst of those battles, especially as those battles rage, and sometimes the storms rage so fiercely, we completely forget everything that we know about our place in Christ and our covenant with him. We sometimes completely forget the authority that God has given to us. That's why the Lord has me ministering, has us studying this concept tonight. All power belongs to God. And like I said earlier on, I pray that you are able to carry on this study by yourself beyond tonight, beyond the however few minutes we're able to spend together. I pray that you are able to carry on this. You have to have this. This has to be in your treasury. This has to be one of the most precious things that you guard and you keep in a keep safe. You keep in a place somewhere where you can go back periodically, get it out, remind yourself about it, and get back in the fight. This is something we must not allow ourselves to go to sleep on. We must not allow ourselves to forget. We must not allow ourselves to lose our grip on this knowledge. No wonder Paul prayed for the Ephesian church. We've read that scripture over and over again in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. He prayed for them to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. This knowledge of who is the source of your authority and your dominion, who is the source of my authority and my dominion, is extremely crucial to guarantee victory in the day of battle. Hallelujah. Who is the source of our authority? Is God. And all power belongs to God. Of course, you remember, Jesus said, you remember when in Matthew chapter 28, when he sent out the believers after he rose from the dead, he said, look at it in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. He said, all power, that word is authority, exousia, all power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth. The Amplified says, Jesus approached and breaking the silence, he said unto them, all authority, all power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. All power belongs to God. All authority and all power belongs to Jesus. Jesus said, all authority and all power of rule has been given unto me. And then he said, go therefore. So he said, I'm giving you that same authority, that same power of rule. We need to remember always This has to be something we keep somewhere where we cherish, we keep it, we nurture it, we remind ourselves and we revisit it. That's why you need to do this study. Each of us, we need to do this study. You need to go through the Old Testament, go through, and I'm going to start you off tonight. I'm going to get you started tonight. I don't know if I finish tonight because I don't want to go on for too long. But wherever I get to, I'm probably going to revisit that in our next lesson. I want to start us off tonight on this important, and I want to devote just this short sessions, either just tonight or a little bit of tonight and a little bit of our next session, next service together, next Bible study together. All power, all authority belongs to Jesus. Yes, Satan does have some power. That's why sometimes he can attack. You know, he attacked Jesus, right? He attacked Jesus. We read that last week, right? In Luke chapter 4, when the Bible says Jesus was on his way to destiny after he came out of this time of fasting and praying. And as he was wrapping that up in a most vulnerable time, he was hungry, Satan came and attacked him. Satan does have the power. In fact, in that attack, in that series of temptations, one of the ones that he brought to Jesus was, the Bible says, he took him up to the top of a mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and says, all of this authority and all of this glory has been given unto me. Well, he's a thief. He stole that from Adam in the Garden of Eden. Right? And he said unto Jesus, if you bow down to me, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give it to you. Jesus, I rebuke you. I rebuke you, Satan. Get behind me. Right? But he does have some power. See, notice, if he didn't have power, Jesus would not have said, well, I rebuke you. And it is written, thou shalt worship and serve only the Lord your God. Right? Jesus would have said, no, it's not true, Satan. You don't have any power. That's what he would have said. He would have said, you're lying again because you are showing me all this glory and all this power and all this authority and all these things on this earth, and you are trying to tell me that all this belongs to you. Jesus would have said, no, you are lying. No, you are lying. You don't have anything. But he does have some power. And that explains why he's able to attack, why he's able to create obstructions. He's able to put stumbling blocks on the path of God's people sometimes. He's able to create noises. He's able to stir winds. He's able to do a lot of things. He's got some power. But I want you to remember, all power, all authority on this earth, in heaven and on earth, belongs to Jesus. So whatever power Satan has is inferior to the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That power that Jesus has, that authority that Jesus has, is an authority that exerts dominion over every power that Satan may have. In fact, I really love, I think one of these scriptures here in Isaiah, I wasn't planning to go there right quick, but you know, it seems like it's a very good one to help us at this point be a bridge as we carry on in this study. God said somewhere, you see, I created the waster to destroy. I created the waster, I created him. Let's read it in Isaiah chapter 54. In Isaiah 54 and verse 15, he said, behold, they shall surely gather together. Well, let's read it from verse 14. In righteousness you will be established. You will be far from oppression, for you will not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Behold, they will surely gather together, but not by me. See? They will gather together, but not by me. Whosoever will gather together against you will fall for your sake. Now look at verse 16. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire and that brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. However, notice, I have created the waster to destroy. See, God, the waster has the ability to destroy. The smith has the ability to blow how did he put it? He says to the smith that blows the coals in the fire. He has the ability to fashion his instruments. And some of those instruments he uses wrongly. He uses a lot of that, especially when we're thinking in the context of our enemy. Satan can take instruments and use them against God's people. He can take things that God created for good, and he can turn them around and use them as points of attack against God's people. He created Lucifer himself, right? And there is no power that Satan has access to that he didn't get. Satan cannot create. He's not a creator. He's a perverter. He has no ability to create, but he has the ability to pervert. He can take something that God created for good and turn it around, pervert it, and use it for evil. But notice, God says here, he says, I created the smith that blows the coals in the fire, that brings forth an instrument for his work, and I created the waster to destroy. But then he says in verse 17, but no weapon that is created or that is formed or that is fashioned against you will prosper. So no weapon in the hand of the waster that is turned against you will prosper, no matter how that weapon is fashioned. If it's turned against you, a child of God, who is standing in your rightful place, in your relationship with God, and standing in your place of authority, no weapon that the enemy, that the waster creates, he can't create it, he turns around, he perverts the things that God creates. But no weapon that he forms against you or fashions against you will prosper. They will not thrive. Why? Because Jesus has all authority and all power. Yeah, he can attack. Well, if you attack the Lord Jesus Christ, certainly he will attack you and he will attack me. Certainly. If he went and tried to interrupt divine destiny in Jesus, he will certainly try to interrupt divine destiny in you. That's not even something we should lose sleep over, right? He's going to attack. He has the ability, he has the power to attack. But he does not have the ability, the power, or the authority to execute that attack in such a way that it achieves his purpose. No, God says, I created the waster who destroys. I created the one who blows the coals in the fire. The smith. I created him. So everything he's creating using that fire, everything he's creating, if he ever tries to use it against you, it will not prosper. It will not prosper. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you condemn. This is your heritage, the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and your righteousness is of him, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Our authority is sourced in Jesus. Jesus is the source of our authority. All power and all authority belongs to him. We need to remember that. You remember the story of the disciples. Many times, I was saying earlier on, many times when we get in the midst of battles, in the midst of difficulties, one of Satan's biggest tricks against the believer is to make us forget who the source of our authority is. Is to make us suddenly lose sight of the truth, the eternal truth, that our authority is superior to his power, right? And sometimes he can create such drama, such a storm that you feel like you are going to be swallowed up by this storm. But it's not true. It's a lie. All power, all authority belongs to Jesus. All power, all authority belongs to Jesus. It is so essential that this becomes an established revelation within you, an established knowledge within every believer. Who is the source of your authority? This must become an established knowledge, an established revelation within you, within me. Yes, he can waste. Yes, he can destroy. Yes, he can steal. Yes, he can kill. Yes, he can form instruments. Yes, he can blow in the fire. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. What he cannot do is he cannot achieve his goal and his purpose against you and against me as long as we are standing in our place of authority. He cannot achieve it. He cannot achieve it. He cannot achieve it. Everything he plans, everything he tries, God will turn around and cause to work together for your good. That is the promise of the Word of God. Now, you and I need to have that understanding. So when we have that understanding and we become very clear, we know that whatever the attack, whatever it is he brings against us, whatever it is he uses and sends against us, it's going to work for our good. It's going to bring value to our lives. It's going to bring glory to God. It's going to add to the testimony in the body of Christ that is going to elevate another believer's experience. That's it. That's exactly it. That's exactly how it is. No matter how it comes, no matter what the weapon is, no matter what the tool is, no matter what the instrument is, no matter what the point of attack is, it's going to work for your good. It's going to work for the glory of God. It's going to work. It's going to become a testimony that will add value to the body of Christ. It's going to elevate another Christian's own spiritual experience as long as you and I are standing in our place of authority. So let's think tonight. What are some of the things that you've dealt with lately? What are some of the things you are dealing with right now? What are some of the things you've dealt with for quite a while that seem like, you know, this does not seem to be relenting. It looks like this fight is not wavering. It's not slowing down. This attack is not. I want you to think about that and just right now in faith, take your victory in the name of Jesus. Right? Take your victory in the name of Jesus. He says, no weapon that is fashioned against you will prosper. None. Wherever, however, whenever, it will not prosper against you. That means it will not thrive. That means it will not achieve its purpose. It will not achieve its goals. Why did Satan come against Jesus when he was finishing his fast? When the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness, did Satan achieve his goals? No, he did not. Did he achieve his goals against Christ? No, he did not. Did Jesus fall for his tricks? No, he did not. Did Jesus lose sight of his purpose? No, he did not. Was Jesus' destiny aborted? No, it was not. Yes, he attacked. Yes, he came against him. Yes, he tried to use his trickeries against him, but they did not prosper. The weapons did not prosper against Christ. If they did not prosper against Christ, they will not prosper against you. All power, all authority belongs to Jesus, and that authority has been given to you. Jesus is the source of our authority. Hallelujah. Sometimes in the midst of difficulties, Satan makes us forget. Sometimes the noise is so loud. Sometimes the threat is so big, we forget. But the Lord is reminding us tonight. This is not just for tonight. I want you to keep this in a sacred place in your heart. I want you, in fact, to document some things, put some things down where you can keep somewhere and you can revisit it. Write them down where you can revisit them. You can look at them over and over again. Especially when the storms of life are raging. Hallelujah. The disciples forgot. Let's read here in Mark chapter 4. They knew it. Jesus had taught them. Jesus was right there in that situation with them, but they forgot. And they became so overwhelmed by the attack, they actually bought into the lie that they would perish in this storm. They forgot the source of their authority. They didn't pay attention to the truth, the knowledge, that all authority was resident in the man that was sitting in their boat. How could they perish? They couldn't possibly perish. All authority belongs to God. All power belongs to God. Let's read together in Mark chapter 4. And let's read together from verse 35. The same day when the evening was come, Jesus said unto them, let's pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him, and they said unto him, Master, do you not care that we perish? How could they say that? Because they forgot. How could they say that? Because they lost sight of the knowledge of the truth. In fact, in the Amplified, it describes this as a furious storm of wind of hurricane proportions. You know, we all from time to time we deal with stuff like that. When it just comes in such an overwhelming way. When it just comes in such a way that we feel almost paralyzed. We just almost wonder, how do we deal with this? And sometimes our very lives feel threatened. We almost feel like these disciples felt, like we will perish in this storm. It was a storm of wind of hurricane proportions. It arose and the waves kept beating into the boat. It's a different thing if it beat one time. If it was just a one-time thing, and you know, maybe they found a way, because you know they started getting bowls and buckets and started trying to get the water out. But the more they did, the more the storm hit against them. It seemed like this thing was not gonna, it was not letting up. There was no way around this. Surely it felt like they were gonna perish. Surely it felt like they were going to be destroyed in this attack. He says there, so that it kept beating onto the boat, into the boat, so that it was already becoming filled. As they were trying to put the water out, the water kept coming, because it just kept beating. It just kept beating. You know, that's how Satan works. Sometimes the attack just keeps coming. There is no letting off. The attack just keeps coming. Sometimes, like, you lift up your head to try to get some air, you come out of the, just to try to get some air, even while you are getting the air, the attack just keeps coming. And it's not a surprise then that we forget. Yeah, we no matter how you, for many weeks we maybe have been studying, oh, I have authority, I have dominion. Oh, Jesus gave me authority, he gave me power, he gave me. Yes, you could have been studying that for several weeks, but in the moment, in the midst of that attack, believers forget. They start saying things. Look at the words that came out of their mouth. So don't you care? So he doesn't care. He's their shepherd, he's their savior, he's their leader, he's their teacher, he's their master, he's the one who called them. And he's the one who told them, let's go over to the other side. And now suddenly he doesn't care. He said, don't you care? They said, we perish. Look at the words coming out of their mouth. We perish. Does we perish sound like words that someone who believes will speak? We perish? Does that sound like words that someone who knows the source of their power, the source of their protection, the source of their preservation, the source of their healing, the source of their provision, the source of their promotion? Does that sound like the kind of word someone like that will speak? We perish. We're drowning. We're dying. It's killing us. We will not make it. We won't come out of this. There's no way out. Do these words sound like the words? But these are words that come to our to the tips of our tongues. Many times we'll speak those words. Sometimes we try to hold them. But our minds buy into the lie. Why? Because we don't remember in the moment because of the intensity of the attack of the enemy. We don't remember in the moment who holds all power in his hand. That's God. It's God who holds all power in his hand. They said that to Jesus, and when Jesus got up, the Bible says he arose and he rebuked the wind. What did he do? He took authority. That's all. He simply took authority. They had authority, like he had authority, because they were in the same boat with him. He was the one who called them. And he was the one who told them, let's go over to the other side. They had his authority. Why didn't they use it? They either were ignorant of what they had, or they didn't believe in the efficacy, the power, the potential of what they had, the potency, or they just forgot. They just forgot. Sometimes when we're going through that storm, sometimes we forget. I don't want you to forget who the source of your authority is. I don't want you to forget who the source of your power is. I don't want you to forget where your help comes from. I like what the psalmist said in Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Hallelujah. Let's read that. Let's read that together. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? Glory to God. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. It comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. That's the source of our help. That's the source of our authority. That's the source of our power. It comes from the Lord. We are not suddenly in the middle of this assault of life, in the middle of this storm, this hurricane. We're not suddenly in the midst of this noisy pestilence, and then he left us alone. He abandoned us. No, he doesn't do that. No, he does not do that. He does not do that. He will never leave us. He will never leave us. His power, his authority is absolutely dependable. It's guaranteed. It's available in every moment. His help. His deliverance. Hallelujah. And if we don't remember for ourselves, we certainly won't remember for other people. Remember, we are more than conquerors. That means we conquer and then we help others conquer. We are more than conquerors. We conquer and then we help others conquer. But if we don't remember the source of our help, the source of our authority, the source of our power, forget about exercising it. You won't, I mean,
I mean, look at those disciples. Do they sound like people that are trying to exercise authority? No, no, they don't. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve you from all evil. He will preserve your soul. The Lord will preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Amen. The Lord will. He's the creator of heaven and the earth. He's the almighty God. He holds all power in his hands. Remember one time he said to Abraham, he said, I'm El Shaddai. He's El Shaddai. He's El Shaddai. You know his names? You know he's the almighty God. There is nothing he cannot do. There is nothing he cannot do. He said to Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord to do? See, that's the source of our authority. That's the source of our help. Glory to God. Jesus knew where his help, where his authority was sourced. The Bible says he got up. He got up. He rebuked the wind. What was that? He took authority over it. He rebuked that wind. It was inanimate, but he knew that there was a force. There was an animate force behind that wind. That wind was a tool of the destroyer, seeking to destroy them, seeking to sink their boat, and seeking to destroy their lives and abort their destiny. What did he do? He got up and he rebuked it. He didn't cry about it. He didn't get frustrated by it. He didn't allow himself to be overwhelmed by it. He didn't allow himself to be so consumed by the facts of his situation that he forgot the truth of his revelation. He did not allow himself to be so consumed by the facts of his situation that he forgot the truth of his revelation. No. All power, all authority belongs to God. He got up and he rebuked it. He rebuked it. He said, peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. He got up and he rebuked it. Peace be still. Peace be still. Sickness be gone. Poverty be destroyed. Death be canceled. Peace be still. That's taking, he took authority. Premature death be stopped in the name of Jesus. Remember, the power is not sourced from you. The power is sourced from him. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. And then what happened? And then what happened? And the wind. Hush now, he said. Be still, be muzzled. And the wind ceased. The wind ceased. The attack will cease. The assault of the enemy will cease. When you take authority with the knowledge of the source of that authority. Like we read in the Psalms, in Psalm 27. He said, in this, though war rise up against me, in this will I be confident. What? Wait, in what? In the knowledge. The revelation knowledge that my authority is sourced in him. That yes, the waster may have an instrument, he may fashion an instrument and a weapon to attack me, but that weapon will not prosper. I will be confident in that. And then I will take my place of authority. Peace be still. Peace be still. And the wind ceased. It sank to rest as if exhausted by its beating, and there was immediately a great calm, a perfect peacefulness. There was a great calm. How long must we stand in authority on the word of God? For how long do we stand? We stand until there's a perfect peacefulness. How long do we need to exercise that authority on that matter, on that situation? We exercise that authority on that situation as long as it takes for that situation to change. We exercise our authority in faith. We exercise it believing. Believing. So you speak to the storm and the storm is still raging. Then what? Then you go back to panicking? You go back to crying? Do you go back to saying those words, I'm dying? I may perish? There's no way out? No. No. You know the source of your authority. Heaven and earth may pass away, but not a jot of his word will go unfulfilled. The Bible says he upholds all things. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Luke chapter 1 verse 37 in the Amplified. No word from God lacks the power. Lacks the power of performance. Lacks the power of fulfillment. No word from God. No word from God. That's what the angel said to Mary. For with God, nothing is ever impossible. No word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. No word from God. So what do? You stand. You stand there, and in faith, you stand there and exercise your authority until there is a perfect peacefulness. You remember. Remember the source of your authority. I'm not done with this. I'm not done. I actually just started. I was going to give just a service to it, but I'm going to have to give one more service to this. I have a few more. I want us to read together. We're not done. But this is a good start tonight. Let's study this together. It's just one or two sessions of this, and then we carry on with the flow as the Holy Spirit helps us. The source of your authority is God. And as long as you stand in your place of authority, that authority will produce perfect peacefulness. Whatever the situation is, speak peace, 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 calm, stop, change in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight so very much for your mighty word. We give you praise. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for enlightening our spirits. Thank you for putting the light on your word. Thank you for illumination. I speak the blessing of heaven on my brothers and sisters tonight. Thank you, Father, for the efficacy of your word. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. Thank you because we are more than conquerors. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I look forward to seeing you in our next service. Same time, same time. God bless you. Good night.